cause I don't ride in a huge ass truck. I pop a wheelie on the street. We play in a studio alongside the T. Mayhem Mania. The rules are known. They're just one person. That's me. Mayhem Mania. I'll let you make almost any match you wish. Mayhem Mania. As long as there's no cats or Bark on or Bobby Fish. Mayhem Mania.
Fuck Bobby Fish.
Welcome, everybody, to the hottest damn show under God's hot sun, Talking Mayhem Mania. And I am your host, your pal, your favorite. Sorg is jet lagged from his flight back from Florida.
Yes. I'm glad you didn't make me pick
him. He's got that Disney magic. He got me this sweet souvenir, L'chaim.
Mickey Mouse Yarmulke.
I did not read the tag. Is that what it is?
It does not say it's a Mickey Mouse Yarmulke.
I think it's just a mouse hat, right?
No, anyway. Awesome. It says one size fits most.
Oh,
I am not like most boys. My head is huge. All right.
Anyways, Jackson's got all that Mayhem Mania.
That's okay, Sorg. I will treasure this forever.
Oh, I didn't even see the inside of it. Look at that. Anyways, you're saying.
I will treasure this forever.
Mm-hmm.
I will keep it in the safe underneath my basement steps where I keep the many volumes of leather-bound books which contain the rules to Mayhem Mania. That's how much I think of this. I will hide it under my basement steps. I treasure this so much with my guns. Okay? Don't pay any attention to that.
Okay.
Hey, everybody having fun tonight? How's everybody doing? Chad?
We're doing great.
All right. Let's run through this card as it stands right now, and then we will interrogate Chad the Shad because we don't have the privilege of his attendance very often. So here we go. First of all, cats, Sorg, Natalya and her cat, Two Paws, versus Drew McIntyre and his cat, Chaz, versus Zelina Vega and her cat, Potato. And that match was made by DP. Next up, we got Carmelo Hayes versus Cody Rhodes, created by Tina. We have Roxanne Perez versus AJ Lee, also created by Tina. Chad Gable versus Kevin Owens versus Pete Dune, created by Chad the Shad. Metaphor versus The Core, created by the anonymous Mayhem Mania general manager. Ilya Dragunov versus Dragon Lee, created by DP. Gunther versus Logan Paul, created by Bobby F. J. Town. And finally, John Cena versus Brie Bella, created by Katie Arquette. What in the hell compelled Katie Arquette to make this match? I don't know. She's not here for me to ask her anymore.
It's Oscar Cena.
I don't know. I mean, I know Naked Cena was top of mind. I think just wanted to see Sorg make a graphic with Naked Cena.
Oh,
so,
damn it.
I mean, how about Cena naked with the Slice on Broadway box on cover?
Damn it.
Yeah, instead of the envelope.
Damn it.
The home game, people.
Take a picture of the box in front of the green screen, and I'll take care of it.
With Otis slightly off frame, meaning stick.
real quick, point of order.
Mm-hmm.
Space Joe, we had another escape. Mm-hmm. Pat McAfee's out. Hoisted on her, I mean, she put him there, and she got him out.
Mm-hmm.
So, Katie Arquette put Pat McAfee in Space Jail about a month ago. Tonight, she spun the wheel. Pat McAfee escaped.
Matt, it's who's new like, in Space Jail?
It's almost like poetry.
What's new?
I'll get there.
What's new in Space Jail?
First, what's old in Space Jail? Mordecai, Jade Cargill, Dominic Mysterio, and boy, am I glad I mentioned to Katie Arquette that she could put inanimate objects in Space Jail. Because she put Legos in Space Jail.
Carbon
Sorg,
rock next.
I feel like I learned. We got to keep having Katie Arquette on because I learn more about her every time she comes on. Mm-hmm. I learned she doesn't like Pat McAfee.
Mm-hmm.
I learned she does. There must have been a Lego match somewhere along the lines. And she was just like, never again.
Well, she has worked in the same company as Chess Flexor several times. So, yeah, I think she's very aware.
Yeah. So,
And the super card?
Oh, we do have a super card. We have three matches on our super card right now. Rhea Ripley versus Chelsea Green. Katie Arquette made that one. We also have AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura versus Finn Balor, created by Brandon and KC. And we have Thea Hale versus Nikki Cross, created by DP. The goal, of course, is to get eight matches on the super card. And as we always do, we will make this happen. How, you may ask? Well, next week is round eight of Mayhem Mania. Then it is time for Patreon in the Bank, the granddaddy of them all. Sorg, are you excited for Patreon in the Bank to devour another episode of the Mayhem Show?
I'm so happy for a League of the Mayhem Show that I don't have to plan. Not what? That I planned
like
anything
this
on
one?
This one.
Yeah. You didn't plan this one.
I didn't plan this one.
I feel like I booked this whole one, and it was a pleasure
to
do so.
You are the producer of the show.
I did. Week. I enjoyed it.
Yes.
And I'm glad everything worked out.
I got a text the other day. It was like, hey, Bobby F. J-Town and Katie Arquette are coming on the show. I'm like, well, I don't have to worry about anything the next 2 days. Okay, I'm good to go.
And it allowed you to just continue to enjoy Disneyland.
Yes, absolutely. I'm like,
glad
I'm
I can
enjoy
help.
It. Yes, exactly.
Thank you, Bobby. Chad, as someone who has attempted to preside over Mayhem Mania in the past, how would you assess the way things are shaking out so far?
Very well. Very well. Yeah. Yeah, as a former host and cat wrangler of the
literally
of the Mayhem Mania shows, it is draining. I didn't realize how draining it would be towards the end. Like, it's just a lot to process. It's heavy. Heavy is the burden of the host. And Matt Carlins, you are more of a man than anybody else.
Wow.
For helming this for so long.
Well, thank you very much, Chad.
How much of a man is the back end of your life running this?
William Regal levels.
I'm not using those years anyways, Chad. It's fine.
He's a man.
It's very fun to do, though. It is. It's very fun. And so far this year, the matches that have graduated are very interesting. The ones that are vying for those precious graduated spots look entertaining. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I don't know if anybody's feelings have been hurt enough this year, but you know, that's just the name of the game. They will be hurt.
Let's take a quick poll. Has anyone's feelings been hurt during Mayhem Mania this year?
I don't hear anything.
I don't hear anything.
I hear nothing at all.
I know we're getting close.
I'm a little sad. I'm a little sad. I feel like I get knocked down every time. Next week, gone.
It's okay.
Next sword. Week, gone.
Hmm. Chad, do you think you ever would have allowed an animal to be booked?
Probably.
Yeah.
Do you remember what I did?
I try to forget. I
did
just
play
like,
fast and loose with some rules.
It started so innocently.
We had a lot of people in Space Pharaoh.
I mean, it was Cody's dog. He's always on TV. Like it's Pharaoh. It's like he's a main character. I'm just like, of course,
he's
Pharaoh
on
could be
a T-shirt.
On. Yeah. Next thing you know,
like the first week he was there.
Next thing you know, someone's like, "How about CM Punk's dog?" And I'm like, "Damn it, I'm screwed now."
Oh no, what have I done?
And then next thing you know, we got cats.
Dogs and cats wrestling together.
That's
then
hysteria.
They performed a musical.
So, Sorg, so Patreon in the Bank is coming up. I'm going to need more space.
Look at all the space
I know.
Over here.
Look at all the space
this
we
entire,
have over here.
Nobody ever sees this side until we have like a table of people. Actually, we've been
he
seeing
needs
it more.
A video wall. Like as we should dude set it up. MSNBC or whatever.
I want to look like, what's his name in the khakis on NBC News when
what?
Doing Patreon in the Bank?
What guy?
The guy with the glasses and the khakis.
He needs a video wall.
I need a video wall. All right, I'll settle for...
Or a mixed reality
two
wall.
Two somewhat large writing areas. Do you have a lavalier microphone I can use for Patreon?
I do have a lavalier microphone, but
would you be willing
sound,
to hook it up for
I mean,
me for 1 week?
You're
going
to be corded. You're going to be corded, though. I don't trust the wireless
That's
ones.
Fine.
Okay.
I won't wander off. You know me.
Okay.
I don't have a lava lamp microphone.
Wait, yeah, Bobby... That's the same thing every time I bring it up to Joe Dabrowski, because I've been in so many productions with him. He's like, yeah, so you're going to give me a lava lamp.
Lava lamp?
Yep. Because I made the mistake of using the technical term. So there's that.
Or a langolier.
Langoliers. That's oh my god, somebody else knows the Langoliers?
Yeah. I've never seen the movie.
You've never seen the movie? Of course I watched the movie.
And Bronson Pinchot from Perfect Strangers.
I guess it's got Balky from Perfect Strangers, so I watched the movie. Then I'm like, why the fuck am I watching this movie? I don't like scary movies.
Now we do like, the House of Joy.
This isn't
about
Mike's
at all.
I thought he just like got his shit together.
This isn't about audio equipment at all. What is this?
So I'm thinking, so Sorg, what do you think? Like, you just get some butcher paper. We'll just hang it on the wall. So I could scribble on it. I don't want to hurt myself for suggesting this
because I'm not entirely sure how I would do it. But we do have a green screen. I was thinking like doing a weatherman kind of situation. But I don't know. I think I need another piece of hardware to do it, to be honest.
I have to practice on that.
I've never done live chroma in
here.
To
the east, a chance of cats.
To the west, dogs. choose your fighter. Yeah.
You'll see this VLC movement coming up from the south. Yeah,
exactly.
With no Legos.
No Legos are in the forecast.
Lego free for this week.
Yep.
But there's always room for Jell-O.
Oh my god, someone's going to... Don't give the people ideas. Oh my god.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
It's going to be madness. But yeah, I'm looking forward to Patreon the bank. It's been a good thing. There's a lot of fresh Patreons that we haven't... they haven't really been a part of it, at least as far as I've seen in the past. I've been trading some messages with some of them, and Sorg, some of these people have some wild ideas. Oh, yeah. I was trading messages with the Tupac family.
Whoa!
The other day.
Really?
And man, they have got something cooking.
For Patreon in the bank.
They were asking. They had some eligibility questions.
Oh, whoa!
So they've been following the lore.
Whoa.
And they asked me, and they were like,
"I don't think they've." I'm pretty sure they are new to the show generally.
Wow.
So
they had enough of an understanding of what we're doing here that they were asking, "What about this person?" I was like, "You know what? There were dogs and cats being booked. I don't see how I can say no. They understand already the gray area in which the great ones operate. So I'm excited to see what happens. And I'm just kind of staring off into the corner of the studio because I'm imagining what it's going to look like whenever we get our butcher paper hung up. You never seen
anything. Make sure
anything.
It's the brown butcher paper so you feel at home while you're writing on it.
In my khakis. I've got a nice pair of khakis. I'm wearing them, Sorg. All right.
We're gonna be
projecting winners. We got new projections coming in, Sorg. It'll be bigger than Super Tuesday. Remember when we did Super Tuesday?
I do remember we did Super Tuesday.
That was a good time. That was a good time. It went to a runoff. It was amazing. I couldn't believe it. Yeah, it was a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And Sorg, get to work on that Lego thumbnail for Space Jam, presented by Slim Jim, by the way.
Well, if you're watching this show, you've already seen it.
Yeah, it looks
great. If you're on audio, go look for the graphic.
I can't believe you found all those different colors.
No, Bobby? Do this to me. Don't do this to me. Bobby, no. Oh, but I want to mute Bobby's microphone.
There was a yellow one and an orange one.
I have some ideas.
And there was like Lego Batman was standing on top.
No. I have some ideas.
Juggling even smaller Legos.
I'm pretty sure you probably have just seen the Spaceman.
Yeah, it's Spaceman.
Space!
The Lego Taj Mahal.
Lego Alamo, awesome. Sorg. Oh, we got to go. They're giving me the wrap
the
up.
Basement
folks,
of the
WrestlingMayhemShow.com. Wrestling Mayhem Show Facebook group. Keep up with the lore. Sign up for the Patreon. You don't want to miss it. Patreon the bank, only a couple weeks away. Give us your money. Have some fun. Stay Mayhemmy. I pop a wheelie on the street bike. Yeah, this fucking dude is nuts. And who we trust, the dude who bust and move it up. I've used the stuff